Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today. We are doing a special show. This is our show of amazing authors and brilliant books, but today we're going to talk about Alexa, Promote My Book, under our amazing authors and brilliant books. So we always have a leading lady, and we have an amazing leading lady today. I'm delighted to introduce Rasheem Mocha, and she is the founder of eWOW, which we're going to hear a little bit about. She is also super excited. She is also a number one Amazon bestseller under, and I have to say pridefully and proudly, under Women Lead Publishing. So Rasheem, welcome to our show today, and say hello to all of our listeners.
Hey, Michelle. Hi, everybody. Excited to be on the show.
Hey, number one Amazon bestseller. That never gets old, does it? Doesn't that just kind of just puff up when you hear it every time?
No, and it's exciting every time I hear it.
And you handle it so well, and you're so cute. But I know, I mean, I'm so excited to interview you today because we've had you on the show about your book, and it's like, you know, you're one of our incredible authors under Women Lead Publishing, which we're so proud about what you're doing. And I wanted you back on the show because you have created, you know, we're going to talk about today, Alexa, Promote My Book, but this really incredible software platform on Alexa that helps you promote your book. Can you kind of like, and again, I want you to kind of like, you know, kindergarten it down for me and for our listening audience. It's like, what the heck did you create in layman's terms so we can understand? Because this is amazing as a promotion for a book.
Yeah, totally. So I come from the tech industry, and for me, it has always been around how can you use technology to find innovative ways to do the stuff that you're doing. So when we released our book and it was Amazon bestseller, I realized that there was probably an opportunity to use some kind of technology to be able to promote it on a continuous basis. And I happened to be talking to one of my friends, and we were talking about how voice, you know, conversational AI, if you will, artificial intelligence, is actually taking over. And it's expected that in 2020, over 200 billion searches per month would actually be done through voice, right? So then we started looking at, well, what are the different options that we have? So Alexa is one of the virtual assistants that's based on the whole idea of, you know, search through voice, others being Google Home and Siri that we all probably use on our Apple iPhones. You know, I come from Amazon Web Services. Before Oracle, I used to work for Amazon Web Services and knew about Alexa. And I thought, well, how about if I could just create a little program, which is called, in technical terms, Alexa Skills, that would say, you know, put out a quote from my book or put out a leadership affirmation, because my book is based on, you know, is based on leadership and how to fast track your leadership career for emerging women leaders, and put it out there so that people could use it on a daily basis and then kind of point it back to my book if needed. So that's how the thought process started. And then I created this Alexa app. And the way we created it was typically you need, Alexa is a virtual assistant, but you need a device to run the virtual assistant. For example, if you want to run Siri, you need an iPhone, right? So for Alexa, it's normally either Echo or Echo Dot that you use. So, but we created it in such a manner that you could actually download just the Alexa app on your phones, Android or iPhones, and kind of play that every day. So I have a lot of users now who have downloaded this app, and they every day they say, Alexa, open leadership affirmations, and there's a new affirmation for them every day. There's also a gratitude affirmation that we created. Typically, people use it at nighttime before they go to bed to just, you know, bring that mindfulness into their day before they go to bed. And that's all about Alexa skills.
I'm going, wow. And it's like I want to say, you little techie, you. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like I mean it as a compliment because, you know, most people think about going out and speaking to promote their book. You know, a lot of people will think, you know, I want to use my book to, you know, get speaking engagements. I mean, this is so unique and different. And this is an app you developed, but I'm just curious. It's like, what have you seen a bump in book sales? Are you finding that this has been a really good thing? And then we're going to get into the details of how this app works for you. But has there been benefit to you that you can tell thus far in people downloading and using or other metrics? I'm curious, Rasheem. What benefits have you seen so far?
Yeah, so I actually launched these Alexa skills, I would say, about a month after we released the book, and book was already a bestseller. And since then, I have seen consistently emails coming to me from people whom I don't even know, who got to know about the book through this Alexa app and bought the book and loved it. In terms of the metrics, I'm still to get the report on where our sales look like. But you know, there are these concrete hard emails that come in from people that say, "Hey, I got to know your book through your Alexa app, and I'm reading it right now. I'm loving it." And these two work so well together, you know, the motivation every day and then reading the book. But also in terms of just the Alexa skills being downloaded and being used every day, I have consistently seen over 50% growth every month on these skills, which essentially means that people are finding value in it. They're using it every day. New people are downloading it. And it's all mostly through word of mouth because we have not gone ahead and, you know, publicized it in a big way, in any way. It's only through our platform, through word of mouth, and the speaking engagements that I do.
I think it's so cool. I mean, just, you know, when you think you've heard of everything, this one's so unique and different, or it is to me. Maybe I'm the person that's totally old school, but, you know, give an example if you can so our listeners can understand when you say, you know, Alexa, what are the words that you would say? Because I don't have an Alexa, but I've seen the commercials and I probably need to do it because, like I said, I'm behind the times. But what is it that it would say to you? And I love the idea of motivation and inspiration, but it's kind of like a tip a day. What's an example of one that when you say, Alexa, do what would that be? And what's maybe one of the tips or skills?
Yeah. So this is what I did. I actually posted it on Twitter yesterday when I did my leadership affirmation. So when I say, Alexa, open leadership affirmations, here is what Alexa is going to say. She'll say, here's your leadership and success affirmation. You can either say it with me or just listen to it. And then the affirmation is, I am a success magnet and I attract success in whatever I do. Wishing you a successful day. So it's small, it's bite-sized, it sticks with you, it gives you an opportunity to say it with them, and within 60 seconds, you're done with your affirmation and ready for the day.
I think it's so cool. What, you know, since you've done this now and you're getting some great feedback and you have more totals that are coming from your publisher, what are you hoping, I mean, where, how do you see the app now? Like, I know you're using it to benefit you and your book and, you know, giving people kind of a daily affirmation, which is so cool and so awesome. How do you see this app now? Like, what are you looking to see down the road? Because other people can actually contact you to do one of these for their book. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we just finished creating one of these Alexa apps for another company who wanted to promote their product, and they saw it as a great opportunity, you know, without giving some value to the people and gently pushing the product in as opposed to, you know, sign up over here, give us your email, because I typically see that those are barriers in people adopting a new technology. Once you say give us your email, people are like reluctant. They're like, no, I don't want a bunch of emails coming into my email box. I don't want to go and unsubscribe. And this is the path of least resistance. So you get people hooked onto your app. They like what you have. They test it out in terms of value, and then they move to the next step. So, and that is the consumer behavior that's becoming more and more prominent nowadays. People guard their security very much. They do not want to provide their email IDs right away in the first go. And this is a great way to do that. Now, in terms of real-life apps, I have friends at Amazon. One of them is actually an Amazon instructor, and he basically plays my success and leadership affirmation every day in the morning before he starts the class for his class to get them in that mindset of learning something new and being successful. I mean, how cool is that? And to be
I was agreeing with you. I was agreeing with you, Rasheem. So sorry about that. I interrupted you. But I know you're on this thing. It's really cool. Finish what you were going to say. So sorry.
Yeah. And then, you know, these applications then become a latent sales force, if you will, for you to be able to promote your product, to be able to promote your book. And you know, I thought about, I know, Michelle, you and I and Bethany, we were debating around ideas on how to promote the book before it was going to be a bestseller. And traditionally, when you publish books, you send out sample chapters or you put out some content or create some videos. But if you could create one of these Alexa apps, which is a one-time effort, and have people just go to it and look at it and get something concrete within like less than 60 seconds, you know, that's another way taking that engagement with your potential audience to the next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So question, how do people download the app? How can you instruct them? And I know you're going to send us a link. So we have that link on our show page for today, but can you walk people through how to go ahead and download it if they're interested?
Yeah. So on your iPhone or on your Android, just go to the App Store and look for Amazon Alexa and download it. All you need is a username and password for your regular Amazon account that you use. And then you either type in leadership affirmations in there or you just say Rasheem Mogha, my first name and last name, and these skills would come up and you click on the skill and it'll enable it. And then you can use it by just saying, Alexa, open leadership affirmations or money affirmations. So we did money affirmation after we did leadership affirmations because people wanted, you know, money is energizing. Money comes in and gives you that power to be able to help others. And there were many of my readers who wanted affirmations around, you know, having that positive relationship with money. So we created money affirmations, and it happens to be one of the most downloaded skills that we have right now.
That's right. Does one of them say, I'm a money magnet? I love money. Money is coming to me. I can think of all these affirmations that we tell ourselves, but to have somebody kind of like read those affirmations to you is pretty cool. On demand, right? Alexa, tell me a money affirmation. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. And, you know, it happens to be one of the most downloaded ones, and rightly so, right? We all need money to do whatever we are doing to make a difference in this world.
Yeah, absolutely, but so is leadership. I think leadership is a hot one to do because, you know, again, it's always on our behavior and how we act, right? And it's like that determines a lot of our results, which I love. And I have to rethink that for mine. So anyway, it's good. This is really interesting. I want you to share a little bit more because we'll have a link to the site. So I think that's easy for people to do, and I can't wait for you to have huge success with this. And I know if anyone wants to contact you about the Alexa app, you know, you would be able to, you want them to reach you how? Can you kind of let our listeners know if they want to reach you direct, how do you want them to contact you?
Yeah, it would be either through my website, rasheemmogha.com, or my email, which is my first name, rashim@gmail.com, and we'll add the notes to add these details to the show notes as well.
Love it. So now I'm going to ask you a little bit about EWOW, because it's like we were talking a little bit about that before the show started, and I'm like, EWOW, what is that? And I want you to tell our listeners, what does EWOW stand for and what's it all about? It's pretty cool.
So this is a long-time passion of mine. I come from a technology and training and certification background, and for me it was always important that anything that I'm going to be doing is going to be around enablement and empowerment. And education is the best way to empower somebody. So EWOW, which stands for Empowered Women of the World, is an intellectual platform which provides, resources on leadership, on mindfulness, on how to enable yourself, find a support system, and take your career to the next level. Or whatever it is for you, right? Some people do not have a career, but they are still looking for success and happiness. And how can they do that? EWOW is that platform that provides that. So these Alexa skills and the EWOW weekly podcast that we do are all part of that intellectual platform. And we are soon going to be coming out with formal courses around leadership, around mindfulness, and around enablement through that platform. But it would be a different take. We are not looking at standard classes or certifications. What we are looking at is a blended learning model where there is a five-minute detailing or something, but then you get worksheets and templates and everything else to be able to take your skills to the next level and be prepared for your next play, if you will, for the next role, next promotion, next level of happiness and success. So that's the goal of the Empowered Women of the World platform, and it's a global platform.
So cool. I mean, I can't even tell you. It's like EWOW is such a great phrase, and then to hear what it stands for, you know, that's pretty central to what CWI is about as well, which I really get excited for in hearing what you're going to do. So, you know, for our listeners that are out there, this is a little bit under the book promotion because that's the subject of our radio show today and using Alexa to promote your book. But what kind of slices of advice or, you know, any sort of tips, Rashim, can you give any of our audience that's, you know, thinking they might want to publish a book, they are on the fence mm-hmm. about it? You know, I know you were so motivated in getting your book done. You knew what you wanted to do. It's like, what kind of, just any advice that you could give, maybe the top three that you would suggest to our listeners, you know, to kind of inspire them and say, you too can do this because I did it.
Yeah, so I think most of us wait for too long, and I waited for too long. I personally feel, I know you think I was motivated, but now that I look back at it, I was like, I could have done this 2 years ago. And, we start thinking about, oh my God, what is the publishing process going to look like? How am I going to go do this? What is, what is the page count that I should look at? Do I have enough content or not to be able to put something together? For me, things came into motion when I said one day to myself, I don't care about the other logistics, but I'm going to start writing the book because I don't even have a product yet. And when I started, and as you go out and as you speak, for me, I was doing speaking engagements years before I published this book. So I knew what content people wanted. And every time I would go and people would ask questions, I'll make a little note to myself saying, this is probably something, this is a good question, and probably the response to this should go in my book. So start writing. And once I started writing, I realized that what I really wanted was not a traditional partner, Michelle, but somebody who could, a traditional publisher, but somebody who could be a partner in the journey, which you and Bethany, I think, were awesome doing that as part of Women Lead Publishing, because we talked and we brainstormed ideas in terms of how we wanted to do it. And the fact that you manage the entire end-to-end. And I've worked with traditional publishers before because I've published 4 technical books with John Wiley and some other publishers. And, it was not about pitching my book, going to 12 publishers and pitching my book. It was all about, I have this great idea, I have this content, how can we work together and do it? Which takes so much, takes the pressure off, right? And then you can, as an author, you can just focus on writing the book as opposed to, oh my God, you know, I have to meet with an acquisition editor today, and I have to meet with a language editor, and I have to pitch this book to 20 publishers and figure out with 20 different publishers what is the promotion mechanism going to look like. For me, it was just a one-click solution with you guys.
Well, thanks for all the like kudos on Women Lead Publishing. I'll never say, oh, please don't do that, but thank you. You know, and we always, you know, trust me, it's like we've loved working with you as well and want to work with more. I think, you know, what's always amazing to me, Rasheem, is to hear women's stories of what holds them back from getting their book published. And then, you know, the other bigger part is just kind of the expectations, right? I mean, I remember when I first published my book, and I'd love for you to kind of address this, is that we put so much pressure that the first book has to be what I call, you know, this is now a term I use all the time, is, quote, the magic book, the book that is going to change everything. It's just going to bring us, you know, unlimited wealth, and it's going to have everything in it. You know, I'm going to do one book that's going to have everything in it. And I know you and I talked about that, and I'd love for you to kind of share. I mean, what changed for you in thinking, you know, it's not, quote, the magic book. It's the idea that there's more than one book in you. And how do you look at it differently now that you've published a book? If you could share with some of our listening audience, like, what's different for you, you know, now that you've become a published author, that maybe you can share with them to kind of change the mindset that there's only one book and it's going to change your life? Because I always look at a book being a tool, right? It's part of your toolbox, not the toolbox. So can you kind of share a little bit about that and how you look at your book maybe a little differently now?
Yeah, so, and thank you, Michelle, for bringing this up, because you and I had a very candid conversation early on as we were talking about me publishing the book. The first and the foremost thing is that, you know, we always put so much pressure on this first book being perfect in every which way and covering every auxiliary bit of content that we want to put in. And that is not the case, because the environment that we live in, the ways that we do things are constantly changing, right? So what might be true today might be significantly different from what might be true, you know, 2 years from now. How we network, how we talk to each other in the leadership perspective, how we approach jobs. So for me, how it has changed, I thought that this book would be, you know, the book that I'll do on leadership, and then I'll do another book on mindfulness. But as I've released this book, and I am talking a lot more about this book and delivering workshops, I just delivered a workshop at LinkedIn a week back, and I'm talking at Women Transforming Technology about this book as well. It's all about bringing credibility to what I say now. A best-selling book has added credibility to my portfolio. What it has also done is given me a platform where I can now gather so much content from the people who come to attend these sessions, learn so much from them, and bring it back to maybe a new version of this book, right? An updated version of this book.
Right.
So you know, it has brought credibility. It has obviously helped me with getting more speaking engagements, being out there, you know, as Michelle, you know, your book and my book and Bethany's book, all three books were in the 30 Spectacular Books also for 2018 that were released by Women for Women. So all that has done is kind of put me out there, as a result of which I am now one of the 100 keynote speakers that DataBird recognizes for United States. So It has become a tool that has helped me expand so much in the work that I'm doing, right? And that's what it is about. And there's definitely a V2, a version 2, if you will, of this book that I am thinking about, because there's so much now that I'm gathering, and it's time now to take it to the next level.
Well, first of all, I love that you said that, and thank you just for being so authentic, because, you know, I think there is so much, if I can say, you know, sometimes there's a lot of BS you know, about what expectations are about books, right? And the publishing world has changed so much, you know. I mean, you know, 20 years ago it was so different, and now with on-demand publishing and, you know, just one little word called Amazon, it's really changed the game. And it's almost like for anyone that wants to be considered as an influencer or a thought leader, you got to have a book, right? And it's like, if that's the tipping point. But I think one of the words I love that you said, and that to me is what's so central about a book, is immediately, we both agree on this one, I think, because I heard you say it, is that a book gives us credibility. You know, I mean, when you've written a book on a subject, absolutely. Does it have to be the one and only book? It's like what I find with a lot of people is once they get over the idea of a magic book, it's like it just releases. It becomes kind of this ongoing knowledge platform that you can put out. And I love where you're thinking. And if I can plant a seed to any of our listeners, once you do a book, it's always great to do like a companion workbook, especially if it's under the thought leadership or learning platform like yours is, right? If you're giving information on how people can be better, do better, and who they are and what they're doing, then it's like a workbook makes sense, right? Because they go together. So, and I know you've got more than just one book in you. So I've only got a couple minutes left, and you know, I know we're going to have a link to your Alexa app and how to get that, and to you, Rasheem, to your website with your name. But, you know, wrap it up for us and just, you know, for any listeners that, I guess, you know, 2 cents, or I want to leave us with inspiration or motivation. And instead of saying Alexa, I'm going to say Rasheem. It's like, leave us with a bit of inspiration, please, today, or some sort of affirmation maybe from your Alexa app on leadership.
So today is the day and now is the time. So if you have been postponing writing a book, if you have an idea in yourself and you think it's worth it, go out there, start writing about it, start talking about it, build allies, talk to the publishers, talk to Michelle and Bethany definitely and Women Lead Publishing to see how you can take it to the next level. And then if you need help promoting it through Alexa Skills, I'm there for you.
That's a drop the mic, girl. That was pretty powerful. I love it. And to you, Rasheem, thank you so much for being our leading lady. I know we're planning to have you back multiple times with our Women Lead Radio show for amazing authors and brilliant books. And to our listeners, we are here every Monday morning at 9 a.m., Fridays at 2 p.m. We have a number of fabulous hosts that all have different show segments. And to each of you, I always ask, it's like, what are you doing to support and empower other women? If you're not, you should. If you are, thank you. And that's going to help move the needle for all of us. Have a great week, and we'll see you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.